I am healer. The technique. An O-like pincer must be formed with your thumb and index finger, connecting them fingertip to fingertip rather than pad to pad. With the earboard in between the thumb and finger, making sure one fingertip is on the front surface of the earboard and that the other fingertip is on the back surface. You'll be applying firm pressure to the earboards with this claw-like pincher, so short nails on index finger and thumb are required. There are hundreds of reflex points on the ears, so clicking every minuscule part of the surface of your earboard is essential for a successful install. Imagine that your earboard's keys are the size of your fingertip and that they are placed snugly one next to the other, with keys covering the entire surface of the earboard. Clicking the keys is done in a slow, rhythmic pulsation. Click, twist, release. For maximum effectiveness, use one finger for counter pressure and the other for the click, twist, release. The index finger, the most sensitive of the fingers, does most of the click, twist, release pulsing, while the thumb does most of the support for counter pressure. With the ear in between the index finger and thumb, click, making contact from fingertip to fingertip, twist, pivot one rotation in a little circle with the index finger around the tip of the thumb, and release. Do not drag your fingers over the ear's surface. Click, twist, release. Some areas may be better worked by placing the thumb inside the ear and the finger on the outside, but in other areas, it is easier to work with them reversed. Switch finger positions as required for comfort in clicking your earboards. Any tender or thick spots on your earboards may indicate areas of imbalance. These are the areas that you need to spend a bit more time on. Use only as much pressure as you can comfortably bear. Your computer will dispense the required adjustments, sending painkillers and feel-good floods with each click.
Okay, you're ready to load the upgrade.